the Lord is my shepherd. So I was kind of meditating on these names of God. We've been every Wednesday we've been meditating and pondering on the names of God. So the question I was asking to my myself, why is it important to study the names of God? Why should we really study the names of God? And I just wrote down some of the things which I just want to really kind of encouraged me. God, the first point, one, God is so complex, so vast and awesome. He's so amazing. One name just cannot describe him. That's the first point. The second point is each name of God describes to reveal the very nature and the characteristics and the attributes of God. So as we learn this, they help us to understand more of his power, wonder, and might. They describe what he does, how he acts, and how he moves in our lives. And knowing God's name helps us to love him, trust him, and know him more. The more we know the name of the names of the God, that's the reason, the main purpose he has revealed the names in the Bible is to know him more and more, love him more and more. That is one of the thing, the reason why his names are different names are given in the Bible. And also not only that, increases our faith and understanding of God. And so I just want to read two verses that came to my mind. I was just going through. It says that in Psalms 9, verse 10, it says that, and those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. It says, and those who know your name put their trust in you. So it's very important to know the names of God so that we can put our trust in him and seek him. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10, it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is saved. The strong tower is meaning it's a place of safety which God promises to those who run to him. So it is very imperative to know the names of understand the reason why we should be learning from the names of God. So as we go, today I'll be looking at Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. And I'll be looking at from Psalms 23. This has really encouraged my heart as I've been meditating on this. So let's read Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So Jehovah, what is Jehovah? Jehovah is a translation of the Hebrew name for Yahweh, which is used more than 6,000 times in the Bible. Yahweh, the word Yahweh or the Jehovah occurs in the Bible in Exodus chapter 13, verse 14. If you read, it says that you don't have to turn. It says, when Moses asked God, what is his name? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And then God tells Moses to tell the children of Israel that I am sent me unto you. So what is that I am who I am means? Jehovah, the Lord, meaning he's a self-sufficient one. He's the unchanging one, the eternal and the self-existing one. And also he's a covenant-keeping God and a relational God who redeems his people from sin and slavery. So that is what, you know, the meaning of the Jehovah means. So when David writes this shepherd, he says, Jehovah, Jehovah, the Almighty God, the Creator God, the unchanging God, the covenant-keeping God is my God, is my shepherd. What a great privilege is it, as I was kind of meditating on this and going through. Just imagine our life, Lord, our life, who are like alienated, right? No hope in this world. But God sent his only begotten Son, the Good Shepherd, so that we could call him and say that he is my shepherd. And the Rohi, the word Rohi, Jehovah Rohi, the Rohi means, the Hebrew word meaning is to feed, and it means it's a shepherd. So it says Jehovah Rohi means the Lord is my shepherd. He's not only our shepherd. As we read, if you go through the New Testament, it says Jehovah, God is the good shepherd. God is a good shepherd. In it says John chapter 10 verse 14 and 15, it says that I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. So he's also a good shepherd. And also we could see he's also a great shepherd. He's a great shepherd who rose from the dead. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 20 and 21, it says that now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom to be glory forever and ever. Amen. So he's not only my shepherd, he's our good shepherd, he's our great shepherd, he's our chief shepherd, who's going to come back again. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4, it says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. What a great hope is. He's not only my shepherd, he's our good shepherd who laid his life for us. He's a great shepherd and he's our chief shepherd. So as we dig more deeper into it, let's look at some of the characteristics of the shepherd. So the first characteristics of the shepherd, he provides for his sheep. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. It's a very personal psalm, right? So it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So here we could see a sheep who provides for his shepherd. And it says, I lack nothing, or it says that I shall not want, meaning that we lack nothing. What a great shepherd we have, that we lack nothing, right? That's a blessed hope that we have. It's not the want, that he doesn't satisfy our want, he satisfies our daily needs of our life. So it says that I lack nothing. Then it says that he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. So we're going to look four things that shepherd provides for his sheep. The first thing he does is he makes them lie down. It talks about the rest. So, as we're just going through and just reading on some of the commentaries, I'd say that sheep doesn't not lie down when they are scared, especially during night. Yeah, when they are scared, they do not lie down. When they have some friction among the other sheep, when they have this nasal flies, right? Or when they are hungry, they cannot rest. So they need a shepherd. So it is a sheep needs a shepherd. So in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 28 to 30, it says, "Come to me, all who labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take up my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Here it says that come to me who are heavy and laden, heavy of labor and are heavy and heavy in their heart. God is saying that I will give you rest. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 7, it says that the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over your journey through his vast wilderness. These 40 years the Lord your God has been with you and yet have not lacked anything. This is speaking the Moses leading the Israelites for 40 years. It says God has lacked nothing. In Psalms 34, verse 10, it says, "The young lions lack food and grow hungry, but they who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing." So what a great God we have. When Lord is my shepherd or our shepherd, he provides for our daily needs. In Philippians chapter 4, 10, it says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." So the first the provision is he provides rest for his sheep. Then we see he leads me to quiet waters. That shows about the peace. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So here he talks us how God gives peace to us. And then also John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." So here we could see a God who gives us peace, not only who gives us a rest, he also gives us peace. Then we could see that he restores my soul. In verse 3 says, he restores my souls. So what restore means to bring back to the normal from the original bring back to a former position, to bringing back, to mend back to the former position. So that is what David says here, says he restores my soul. In Isaiah, so it says that we were lost like a sheep. It says in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6 says, "We are like sheep gone astray. Each one of us has turned on our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." So here we could see how he restored back us to the fold. And then we could see that he leads me, towards the end of verse 3, it says, "He leads me in the paths of righteousness." So here we could see he leads me in the paths of righteousness. So he leads me to the paths of his righteousness. When we look, so we were, our thoughts, our action in Isaiah, we say it's, we're like a filthy rags. And in Romans, we see that there is none righteous, not even one righteousness. And but in Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says, God made him who knows sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So he leads us to the he leads me in the paths of righteousness. So he not only gives us the rest, not only he gives us the peace, not only he gives us, restores our soul, he also guides us in the path of righteousness. And for what? For his namesake. So that is the purpose of God. So whatever he does in our life is for his namesake. It says to display the glory of his grace. Because we stand today, I'm standing, we are here, is just because of his grace alone. It's not because of our might or not because of our strength. It's just because of our grace alone. And in Psalms chapter 25, verse 11, it says, God guides us for his namesake. As Psalms 31:3 verse says, God forgives us our sins for his namesake. Psalms 91 verse 9 says, God leads us for the sake of his name. Psalm 109:21 says, God delivers us from sin for his namesake. So everything, if you know, whatever, you know, the purpose of the God is to bring, to give him glory and honor. So the next verse, what we see, next characteristics, what we see is the promise of God. It says, verse 4 says, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It says, for you are with me. Though I walk through the shadow of death, it says, you are with me. That's the promise of God. He's with us. So if you look at the word shadow, you know, shadow does cannot harm us, you know, it wouldn't harm us. It's just a shadow. Death is just a shadow for a believer, because Jesus Christ has already tasted and conquered the death. And so it's just a shadow. David, it says, though I walk through the shadow of death, I fear no evil. It's just because the promise is that he's with me, and he's going to take care of me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 50-56, it says, I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in the victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks to be God, he gives us the victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. So here it talks about that God has already tasted the death. Even though we are walking in the shadow of death, we don't have to worry, just because the promise of God is he is with us. And not only that, it says that your rod and your staff, they comfort me. It talks about the protection of God. He's there to protect us. And he's there to comfort us. So the rod is used, the shepherd uses a rod to, you know, protect the sheep from danger, you know. So, and also the staff is to is to comfort and guide and feed the sheep. So it says the it shows about the protection of the God. So you could see the promise of God, the protection of God. In and next it says that you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. So this shows that how, you know, God is inviting us to be the host. So here, you know, you could see his blessing. You know, he's preparing a table before in the presence of our enemies, and he also anoints his head with oil, and my cup runs over. And the last verse says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a great hope we have. Surely and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That shows the presence of God, that it's not just for one day, 2 day, it's going to follow all the days of our life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that gives us that, shows us the eternal hope that we have, that one day we will dwell with our Lord forever. And as we just, going through this psalm has really encouraged my heart. It shows that the shepherd that provides for our needs, you know, who takes care of all our needs. And then also you could see that how the promise of the shepherd and the presence of the shepherd, that he would be with us forever in our life. May this thoughts encourage us in the coming days. May his name be glorified.